Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the AmeriTai conference call. My name is Shauna, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session towards the end of the conference. If at any time during the conference you require assistance, please press star zero, and an operator will be happy to assist you. I would like to turn the call over to Christina Finley with AmeriTai and Kevin Vinson with Aetna. Please proceed.
Great. Thank you. And hello, everyone. Thanks for joining the call this morning. My name is Christina Finley. I'm the Assistant Director of Communications at AmeriTai. And this call today, we're going to really focus in and talk about the 2014 health insurance options that are available to you post-retirement through this benefit that's offered to you from your institution. And at the end of the call, we will give you some dates that we will also be hosting another call that will be discussing the 2015 health insurance options. So you can join that if you're looking to retire in 2015. This call, we will be focusing on what's available between now, October 2014, and the end of December. Also, our 2014 rates for our health insurance plans can be found on our website, AmeriTaiHealth.org. You can find your rates. So with that information, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I just want to tell you a little bit about this benefit that's offered to you through your institution. It's a pretty simple concept. Basically, your institution has put money into this bucket, so to speak, during your working years. And the money that accumulates in this bucket, and you can make additional contributions, it's really earmarked for you to use in retirement just for your medical expenses. You can purchase the health insurance options that we offer, or you can purchase any other health insurance plans on the open market once you enroll in Medicare. If you also are interested, you can use the money in this bucket to reimburse yourself for any other qualified medical expenses for you and your dependents. So that's basically how this benefit works. And Kevin is going to talk now about the health insurance plans that are available to you through this program. So Kevin, do you want to go ahead and get started?
Sure. Thanks, Christina. Good morning, everyone. As Christina said, my name is Kevin Fenton, and I am a retiree account executive at Aetna with you today to review the medical, the prescription drug, and the dental plans available to you through the AmeriTai program. The plans are really modeled after the foundations of Medicare. We're going to look at the medical plans first, and then we'll look at the prescription drug, and then the dental. In 2014, there are actually five medical plans available to the AmeriTai Medicare eligible retirees. There's one traditional choice plan and two supplemental retiree plans. I'm going to talk about the three of these plans first, and then I'll talk about the other two. The other two are Medicare Advantage plans. Now, the premiums for both the traditional choice and the supplemental retirees medical plans are both area graded and age banded. So the rates will vary depending on your age and where you live. When we talk about the Medicare Advantage plans, those rates are area rated. So those rates do not have that extra age factor involved. It's completely dependent on where you live, what your zip code is. The first plan I want to talk about is the Aetna Traditional Choice Plan. This is a very, very rich plan. It is the highest cost plan, and for that reason, a lot of members that are new retirees that are enrolling in the plan that actually choose not to enroll in this plan because of the high cost. The plan does have a deductible, but essentially the plan is going to pay 100% of the cost, so you're not going to have any out-of-pocket expenses. Now, the Aetna Supplemental Retiree Medical Plans, there's two of them. There's what's called Plan K and Plan L. Both of these plans do not have a plan deductible, and primarily you're going to pay a coinsurance for your benefits. Now, these plans supplement Original Medicare. So Original Medicare is Part A and Part B. Part A being the inpatient hospital costs, Part B being your outpatient costs, your primary care physician or specialist visit. So these supplement plans, again, help with those with Original Medicare, and it helps with the deductibles of Original Medicare and out-of-pocket expenses of Original Medicare. Now with Plan K, the Part A deductible of Medicare for 2014 is $1,216. Plan K, you'll be responsible for 50% of that. So you will not be responsible for the full $1,200. You'll be responsible for $608 of that. The Part B deductible for 2014 is $147. With this Plan K, you'll be responsible for the full $147. And again, as I mentioned, once those deductibles are paid, you're going to primarily pay a coinsurance for the remainder of your benefits. Now, Plan K has what's called an out-of-pocket maximum. So you're going to pay these coinsurance amounts, and what a coinsurance amount is let's say there's $100 remaining, and you are responsible for 10% coinsurance. That would mean that you're paying $10. With Plan K, though, you have an out-of-pocket maximum of $4,940. So no matter what, there's a point where you will no longer have to pay anything out-of-pocket for the remainder of the year, and that's $4,940. Now, Plan L works very, very similar. So Plan L, again, helps with Original Medicare Part A and Part B. Plan L, though, picks up or covers more of Original Medicare than Part K. In fact, with Plan L, you'll only be responsible for $304 of that Part A deductible. So again, Part A deductible is $1,200. With Plan L, you would be responsible for $304 of it. You'd still be responsible for the $147 Part B deductible. And Plan L has an out-of-pocket maximum of $2,470. So again, when you look at these two plans and consider these two plans, you'll see different price points for both. Plan L will be a little bit more expensive than Plan K because the plan is picking up more of those costs for you. One thing to note with these supplemental retiree plans, preventative services and your annual physical, for example, those are all covered at 100% by Medicare. So you don't have to pay anything out of pocket for those coverages. Now the final two medical plans are what's called Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage is called Part C. So Original Medicare again is Part A and Part B. Medicare Advantage is Part C. There are two Medicare Advantage plans that are available to you through the AmeriCHI program. There's what's called the high plan and what's called the low plan. Now, both of these plans have national coverage. So if you're in the high PPO plan, for example, and you go to a provider that's not in the Aetna network, that does not mean that it will not be covered. You will still have coverage for that plan. Both of these plans have $0 deductibles. So you will not have to pay a certain amount out of your pocket before the plan begins to pay. The plan's going to pay day one. They both cover the deductibles that I mentioned earlier, the Part A and Part B deductibles. Those are no longer going to apply. So you don't have to pay any portion of the Part A and Part B deductibles either. Preventative services and the annual physical exam, like I mentioned on the supplemental plan, those are still covered at 100% with the Medicare Advantage plan. Now the high plan is really a coinsurance-based plan. Again, it has a $0 deductible, and for the majority of the benefits, you're going to pay a 15% coinsurance. Again, just as a quick example, 15% coinsurance, $100 claim would mean that you pay $15. there is an out-of-pocket maximum on this high plan of $2,750. So if you reach that $2,750, you will not have to pay anything else out of your pocket for the remainder of the calendar year. The low plan. The low plan is more of a copay-based plan. So you have a flat dollar amount. When you go to the doctor, you know specifically what you're going to pay. For example, you have a $15 copay if you go see your primary care physician. You go to a specialist, you have a $40 copay. So again, the high plan is primarily coinsurance-based. You're going to pay a percent of the charge. The low plan is a copay plan where you're going to pay a flat dollar copay. With the low plan, there's also an out-of-pocket maximum that I mentioned previously. For the low plan, it's $6,700. So that's $6,700. Once $6,700 is reached, you do not have to pay any more for the remainder of the year. Now, one thing that's included in both of these plans, which isn't standardly included in Medicare Advantage plans, is a hearing aid allowance. So hearing aids aren't standardly covered under Medicare Advantage. Under both the high and low plan, you have $500 that you can use to purchase whether it be hearing aids, batteries, whatever it may be for your hearing aids. You have $500 for every 36 months. In addition to that, and the Silver and Fit Exercise and Healthy Aging Program is also included, which provides you annual membership or access to annual membership at certain gyms. It can include classes at those gyms. It can include at home exercise equipment. But Silver and Fit, the Silver and Fit program is included. So I've gone over the five different plans. The first three that I mentioned, the traditional choice and the two supplemental retiree plans, they all pay secondary to Medicare. What that means is if you go to your provider, the bill will go to Medicare. Then the remainder of that bill is going to come to Aetna, and the plan will pay that portion. You'll need both your red, white, and blue card, so your Medicare card that you have, as well as your plan, the Aetna card, to get service. With a Medicare Advantage plan, though, so the last two plans that I reviewed, the high and the low plans, those are both plans where Aetna takes on the full risk and is the only payer. There's no longer a secondary plan. So that's a big difference. With the Medicare Advantage, Aetna pays the claim. If you go to the doctor, the claim comes directly to Aetna. There is no really three steps to the process. With Medicare Advantage plans, we have to offer all the benefits covered under Original Medicare Part A and Part B. So if Original Medicare covers a specific service, Medicare Advantage will also cover it. Cost shares can vary, but we have to cover everything that's covered under Original Medicare Part A and Part B. Since the Medicare Advantage plans are primary, again, Medicare is really no longer involved. Since the plan is primary, you're going to have one card. You don't necessarily need your red, white, and blue card anymore for medical services. Hang on to your red, white, and blue card, but you do not need them anymore when you go to the doctor under a Medicare Advantage plan. There's also extra benefits included with Medicare Advantage plans, whether it be support. You know, you can call an Aetna care management nurse and talk to them. Let's say you want to lose weight or quit smoking. They can help you develop a program. There's also other additional benefits, such as an eye and hearing exam. So an eye and hearing exam under the Medicare Advantage plans are covered at no additional cost. It's already included to you. You don't have to pay anything out of your pocket. I mentioned the $500 for hearing aids. There's also discounts for eyewear, which aren't standardly included in Medicare. In addition to the eyewear discounts, there's also additional discounts, which we call Aetna Extras, for things such as natural products and services. So whether that be acupuncture or massage therapy, for example. There's weight management discounts if you want to use Nutrisystem or Jenny Craig. There's even oral health discounts on Waterpik, for example. So there's many different discounts and programs that are available to you with the Medicare Advantage plan that are not standardly included under Original Medicare or any other plans. A couple other things to note with Medicare Advantage. There's also unlimited inpatient hospital days. So unlimited coverage for inpatient hospital days. You go into the hospital, you don't have to worry about the plan stopping. The plan won't pay anymore. The plan's going to continue to pay. Foreign travel is going to be covered for you. So if you're lucky enough to travel out of the country and you have an emergency, you can get coverage. Come back, submit your bill to Aetna, and we will pay the applicable amount up until the emergency room copay. Medicare Advantage plans standardly have lower premiums. So when you look at the different costs of the five medical plans, you'll notice that the Medicare Advantage plans are going to be your lower cost plans. And as I mentioned, there's support, whether it be, I think I used smoking and weight loss earlier as an example. But there's also support available to you through Aetna if you just want to understand doctor's instructions. Different coordinations of care. If you, for example, there is a compassionate care program where we can help if you have a chronically ill, either you're chronically ill or spouse or dependent chronically ill. We can help you get through that process. We can support you through that process. So Medicare Advantage has a lot of different programs that are included that aren't standardly included on the other medical plans. They talk about the five medical plans. There's also three pharmacy plans as well. These are Part D plans. So back to what I was mentioning before. Original Medicare has Part A and Part B. Medicare Advantage Medical, that's Part C. And now prescription drug is Part D. Part D plans, all Part D plans standardly have four what are called phases. Sometimes these phases can be customized, and as we look at these three plans, I will point out where there's some customization, but every Part D plan has four phases, and I'm going to just touch on those real quick just so we all have an understanding of what Part D is. The first phase is a deductible phase. So some plans have an upfront deductible that you must pay before the plan will begin to pay. So that's phase one. Phase two is the initial coverage limit phase. The initial coverage limit phase is really what you're used to right now. That's when you go get a prescription filled, it's either generic or it's brand, and you pay your applicable either copay or coinsurance. Phase two, the initial coverage limit phase, is going to continue until total prescription costs, so that's what you pay out of your pocket and what Aetna pays. So total prescription costs reach $2,850. Once that $2,850 is met, you'll move to phase three. And this is what many of you have probably heard of. This is the coverage gap or donut hole with Part D plans. Now with certain plans, and again I'll go over the specifics of the three plans, members may see an increase in cost share when they reach this coverage gap or donut hole. Phase three continues until what's called a true out-of-pocket is met. That amount is $4,550. Now that's somewhat misleading. Although it's called a true out-of-pocket, it's actually a combination of what you, the member, pay and what pharmaceutical manufacturers pay. And what I mean there is you may be wondering if healthcare reform has had any impact on Part D plans. Here's one way that healthcare reform has had an impact. As a result of healthcare reform, when a member reaches phase three, this coverage gap or donut hole, if they get a brand name drug, pharmaceutical manufacturers automatically have to pay for 50% of the cost of that drug. So if you get a $100 drug and you're in phase three and it's a brand drug, pharmaceutical manufacturers are automatically going to pay $50 of that drug. That $50, or whatever the pharmaceutical manufacturer pays, that all counts towards that true out-of-pocket. So that $45.50, that's not just what you would spend out of your pocket. It's a combination of what you would spend and also what the pharmaceutical manufacturers would spend. Once that's met, you reach phase four, which is the catastrophic phase. In the catastrophic phase, it's a way that it kind of limit what you're going to pay for the remainder of the year. You'll essentially pay about 5% for the remainder of the year for your drugs. Now, what are the three plans that AmeriCAI offers? There's the low plan. The low plan uses that in a standard formulary. It has a $310 deductible. So that's that phase one that I mentioned earlier. You have to pay $310 and then the plan will begin to pay. The initial coverage limit phase, you'll pay either 15%, for generic drugs or 25% for brand drugs. Once you're through that initial coverage limit phase, so again, that's $2,850 in total prescription costs, what you pay and what Aetna pays, you'll reach the coverage gap. In the coverage gap, you will then pay 72% for generic drugs and 47.5% for brand drugs. And the way that 47.5 is broken out is, don't forget, a brand drug in the coverage gap, pharmaceutical manufacturers are going to pay 50%. You would pay 47.5%, and the plan pays 2.5%. Once you reach the $4,560 in true out-of-pocket expenses, you reach stage four, the catastrophic tier, and again, that's where you'll end up paying 5% for the remainder of the year. The low plan does have step therapy included, which means if a doctor prescribes you a brand drug, you may have to try a generic drug, for example, before that brand drug is provided to you. The RF mid plan, so this is the second plan. Whereas the low plan uses standard formulary, the mid plan uses an open formulary, which means it's a little bit more of a broad formulary. More drugs are covered. Really, every Part D drug is covered. The mid plan for phase one has a $100 deductible. Phase two, the initial coverage limit, generic drugs will be 15%. Preferred brand drugs will be 25%. Non-preferred brand, you'll pay 50%. So again, there's a formulary, that open formulary, and your drugs will fall either into generic, preferred brand, or non-preferred brand. And where they fall is what's going to dictate what your cost share is. Phase three for the mid plan, the coverage gap for donut hole, you will not see any change in your generic copay. You're going to continue to pay 15%. For the brand drugs, it's going to be what I outlined for the low plan. You're going to pay 47.5%. Pharmaceutical manufacturers will pay 50%, and the plan will pay 2.5%. Similar to the low plan, the catastrophic tier phase four, you're going to pay 5%, and step therapy again is included. The third plan is the high plan. The high plan, similar to the mid plan, uses the open formulary. It also has a $100 deductible in phase one. With the high plan, phase two and phase three are really combined. What that means is the plan has been enhanced so that the coverage gap or donut hole is really filled in. So you're going to pay your cost share all the way through until you pay reach that $4,550 that'll get you out of phase three. The cost share for the drugs will be, again, generic will be 15%, preferred brand will be 25%, non-preferred brand will be 40%. So again, I want to reiterate, with the high plan, you will not see any change in your cost share when you reach phase three, the coverage gap. You're going to continue to pay that same 15%, 25%, and 40%. Also, once you reach that $4,550 in true out-of-pocket expense and you reach phase four, the catastrophic tier, the high plan actually has 100% coverage for the remainder of the year. So you will not have to pay 5% as you would for the low and the mid plan. You're actually going to have 100% coverage, and you will not have to pay anything else for the remainder of the calendar year. The plan will pay 100% of the cost. And step therapy actually is not included with the high plan. So if you get prescribed a brand drug, you can go to the pharmacy, get the brand drug. You're not going to have to try anything else. So as you can see, there's three plans, three varying levels of benefits, you know, low, mid, and high. And when you look at the rates, you'll see corresponding rates. The low plan will have a lower rate, the mid plan will be slightly higher, and the high plan will have a higher rate. And again, the easiest way to look at the difference is really that coverage gap or donut hole. The low plan, you're just going to pay 72% or 47.5%. You're going to see a change on all your drugs. The mid plan, your generic isn't going to change. You're going to continue to pay that 15%, but you're going to pay a higher cost share for your brand drugs. And then the high plan, you're actually going to continue to pay the same cost share. Finally, which is really unique for a retiree plan, there's also a dental plan included under the AmeriTi plan. With the dental plan, there's 100% preventable service coverage. So any preventative service that you get will be covered at 100%. For any basic or major services, so fillings, crowns, root canals, things like that, there's a $100 deductible. Once that $100 deductible is met, you'll pay 50% for either a basic or a major service. The benefit maximum, so the plan will pay up to $1,500. So for a calendar year, the plan will pay $1,500. Now, dental is only available when you enroll in a combination of either medical and RX, or you elect the standalone RX, the standalone low pharmacy plan, so the low plan. So you have to be enrolled in either medical and RX or the low plan in order to have dental available to you. There's a 12-month waiting period for dental plans. That can be waived, though, if you can prove that you had continuous coverage before you wanted to enroll. If you are enrolled in the dental plan today and you prove that, you do not have a 12-month waiting period. If you do not have dental today, you would have a 12-month waiting period. If you opt out, you opt out. You cannot get back into the dental plan. Now, the one thing I would mention is in Maryland, dental is not available in Maryland. So I know I just went through a real lot of information. I covered the 5 medical plans, the 3 pharmacy plans, and the 1 dental plan. But hopefully you can see the AmeriCard program has been established to give you a wide variety of different options as you become Medicare eligible. Now Christine is actually going to take over again, and she's going to lead you through the rest of the presentation.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. And again, we're going to open this up to questions that you might have in just a few minutes. I just wanted to cover a couple things. One question you all might be wondering is, so when can I enroll in the AmeriTide insurance? If you are looking to retire between now and the end of December, you will be able to enroll in these health plans once you've enrolled in Medicare. So you must be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B in order to enroll in our plans. So you enroll in Medicare Part A and B when you turn 65 or after 65 if you're still working, and when you retire. So you'll terminate employment with your institution, you'll lose your active coverage, but you'll have your Medicare in place, and then you'll just want to pick one of our plans that we offer. These plans are available for you as the retiree of your institution, and any spouse pre or post 65, and any dependent children up to the age of 26, any permanently disabled children are also eligible to enroll in these plans. Check with your human resources or benefits person to find out if your same-sex or opposite-sex domestic partner is also eligible. So again, during your working years, your institution has put money into this bucket for you. You can use this money to pay for the plans that we offer that Kevin just discussed. You can certainly go out into the open market and find any other plans that are available to you. You can also use the money in this bucket to reimburse yourself for any of the deductibles, the premiums, the Medicare premiums, any vision, dental, or hearing aid costs that you're responsible for, any over-the-counter drugs. So there are lots of different things you can use the money that's been set aside for. And you can check your account balance by calling the AmeriTide Service Center. And you call the AmeriTide Service Center also to enroll when you're ready to enroll in the plan. So it's a pretty easy it's a pretty simple step. And I'll give you the AmeriTide service number just in case if anyone has a pen and wants to write the number down. The AmeriTide service number is 1-866-363-7484. And you press option 3 to check your account balance, and you press option number 2 to enroll in the health insurance plans. And for those of you who are interested in learning about what's available in 2015, we are offering 2 conference calls just like what we did this morning. There will be one Tuesday, November 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern. There will be another call Tuesday, December 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. The dial-in number for either of those calls will be 1-888-339-2688. The conference passcode will be 305-227-82. So now, why don't we go ahead and open it up for any questions. If anyone has any questions, the operator will explain how to get your questions queued up.
At this time, if you have any questions, please press star 1. At this time, we have Baylor College of Medicine. Please proceed.
And a couple of questions. One, I'm living in Texas, and when I got the information, I get the cost of the plans in Texas. I plan to retire in another state. How do we get the cost of each of the plans for the other state?
It'll all be based on, sorry, Christina, it'll all be based on your zip code.
Okay.
You can call the service center. They'll be able to tell you. If you provide them with the zip code that you will be living in, they'll be able to tell you the specific rates for that zip.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Connecticut College.
Yes, my name is Robert Stammel, and I stopped working. I went on disability 5 years ago. Now, I just received both my cards. I had received one card just for the hospital, but I received my other card about a month and a half ago for Medicare, both of them. Now, what they said before is I have to wait until I'm 65 before I apply for my supplemental. Is that true, or can I do it right now?
Now that you've got your Medicare cards, you've been determined disabled, you've got the Medicare cards, it doesn't matter how old you are eligible to enroll in the AmeriTide group plans, and you will be under the age 65, the 65 to, I think it might be 68 age bracket. So it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're under the age of 65, as long as you've been determined disabled and you've got those Medicare cards, to choose one of these plans to supplement.
Okay. Is there, now the big question is, part of my disability, too, is my remembering things and understanding things. Now, is there anybody, if I called, I contact AmeriTide first and then I go to Aetna and talk to them? Is that how that works?
If you have questions about the program or how to enroll, the first, you can call the AmeriTide service number.
I got that.
Okay, and you want to press option number 2.
Okay.
They can answer any questions that you have about the program. If you have specific detailed questions about one of the plans or all of the health insurance plans, they can transfer you over to an AmeriTide specialist at Aetna.
Okay, that'll be great because I don't understand any of this. It's
okay.
One ear and out the other. I tried, but it didn't work.
Well, you can talk to someone on the phone if you have specific questions about your own health needs and, you know, what you're looking for in a plan. They'll be able to walk you through it.
Exactly what I want to know. Okay, I appreciate it. Now, you have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye now.
Your next question comes from Haverford College.
Hi. Hello?
Hello, yes, we're here.
Okay. Didn't know if somebody else from Haverford was on. I have two questions. How does it work if you enroll in one of these plans through AmeriTide, and then the amount of cash in the bucket that's been put in there up to date runs out? Do you get to stay in the plan? How do you replenish? How do you pay? How does that work? And my second question was if you could request or if you could repeat the times and dates of the 2015 calls.
Sure, sure. That's a great question. So the money that's in this bucket that your institution has put in, and any money that you might have put in, when you call the service center to enroll in one of these plans that we offer, we'll take the premium right out of this account rather than taking it out of a checking or savings account. Once this account becomes exhausted and you have no more funds left, you can do one of two things. You can put in a lump sum amount and have the premiums continue to be pulled out of this account. Or when you call to enroll through the Ameritai Service Center, one of the questions they're going to ask you before you finish your enrollment is to provide a checking or savings account number from which they will automatically go in and pull the premium out of a checking or savings account. So you don't have to write a check. You don't have to send a check in it every month. It's one of the conveniences of enrolling in one of these plans. So it'll come right out of this account first. You can continue to contribute to this account, put lump sum in just to, you know, make sure that your medical expenses are paid. If you want this to zero out, you can certainly do that, and they'll just take the premium out of your checking or savings account. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your second question was if I could repeat the dates and the number for the 2015 health insurance call that we'll be hosting.
Right.
The first date is Tuesday, November 25th. That's at 10 a.m. Eastern. The dial-in number, again, is 1-888-339-2688. You'll be asked for a passcode to enter that call, and that passcode number is 305-227-2. There will be another call on Tuesday, December 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern, and it will be the same dial-in number that I just provided.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Your next question comes from University of Indianapolis.
Yes. You mentioned that there were two things, or one of two things, you needed to be enrolled in order to be eligible for the dental. Can you repeat what those were, please?
Sure. In order to be eligible for the dental plan, you either have to be enrolled in both a medical and pharmacy plan, or you can also just be enrolled in the pharmacy plan by itself, the low pharmacy plan by itself.
Not the mid or the high?
Nope, it's the low plan by itself from a pharmacy perspective, or medical and pharmacy.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Pepperdine University. Please go ahead.
Good morning. My current employer is paying into my Ameritai account on my behalf. My previous employer is going to pay for 72% of my medical costs based on previous employment. What I'm plan to use my Ameritai account for is to pay the balance or the deductible, the 28% that I have to pay to my previous employer for my coverage and for my Medicare Part B coverage. The question is, how do I access the Ameritai funds for those purposes?
Yes, you can certainly absolutely use the money that Pepperdine has put into this account to pay those expenses. And how you access it is what you'll do is you'll get a receipt or a statement from your plan that you're paying a portion of, And what you'll want to do is submit that along with a reimbursement form. And the reimbursement form, you can find that on our website, which is www.ameritaihealth.org. And you're going to click on Already a Participant. And there'll be a drop-down box, and you'll see reimbursement claim form. You just print that out, and it has all the instructions that you need. You submit that along with your receipt, and they'll send you a check. And they'll do that for you. They can set up a reoccurring if you're paying an insurance premium. They can set that up monthly, so you get a check every month. You can have it direct deposited right into a checking or savings account. All of the instructions are on that form. You can also call the Ameritai service number and request that they send you the form, if that's easier for you. And again, the Ameritai service number is 1-866-363-7484. And you press option number 2.
Option 2.
And they will mail you a form. Again, the form has complete instructions on what to do, what they need in order to reimburse you for those expenses.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Baylor College of Medicine. Please proceed.
Yes. So if you have an insulin pump, Dexcom meter, CPAP, is that all included under the prescription cost, or is those separate entities?
So with Tetris and Lantus and pumps and stuff like that, those are actually going to be covered under the medical plan. Insulin and the needles and syringes, those will be covered under the pharmacy plan, under the Medicare Advantage plan.
And what about the traditional choice plan? That will all be covered under that?
And considering that the pharmacy plans are Part D, the same thing. The pumps and test strip plans, et cetera, those are going to be covered under medical because those are technically Part B as in boy supplies, and then the insulin and needles and syringes would be the prescription
drug. Thank you very much.
Sure.
At this time, there's no further questions in the queue. If you have any questions, please press star 1. There are no further questions at this time.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the presentation. You may now disconnect. Have a good day.